Log Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Another long overdue broadcast from Breath of Terror Radio. I am your host, Teresa Sixbury, and it is so good to be back. I know you guys are going through a lot of stuff. I know it's hard. Just hang in there. Reverend Joey's with us tonight. He's had a breakthrough in a new understanding of something that I believe will help us all. I've recently been through a transition, and I have received an anointing to share again. And so those of you who are, like, sending me nasty emails saying, well, how come you're not consistent like so-and-so? And I'm not in this to make money. I'm in this to be to help people. So there we go. It is a lovely 5 p.m. A lovely day having to Arizona, and I'm so happy to be sharing with my friend Rev Joey Emanuel again. Welcome, Rev.
And thank you for the welcome, and it's 8:01 here in sunny Florida.
Oh. Awesome. Yes, it's just very weird weather, and I think it has a lot to do with what people are feeling and the people I've been helping and I've been dealing with for the last, like, 17, 18 days now. I've been feeling a lot of dark energy. They've been feeling a lot of energy, the lower part of their core and their solar plexus area and their root chakra. And I really believe my team, they told me when I'm going through this, that this is a cleansing. This is a final good riddance to that which we hang on to. It's really easy to get out of our head or out of our heart or whatever. We're all aware that we're supposed to be doing that right now. But our root, the root core cause and symptom is another thing. That's a totally different baby. So what's new with you? Welcome to the show.
Well, everything seems to be wonderful, flowing. Things, situations are actually going a little bit and shift as we shift in energy. We tend to be slipping in and out of our old paradigm and new paradigm, and it tends to get confusing because things tend to come around. Things come around, and it's kind of like a boiling cauldron of water. It heats up so that we can actually see it. And our teams, guides, angels, archangels, are actually trying to get on our attention. And even though I've had communication with several, I focused only on one for the simplicity of it, because that's basically what it is. It's all one. It's an aspect of our higher self. And this is one of the things that I was consulting about, because I too felt the intensity of the energies, which is kind of like, you have to kind of like observe them, but some things were like just like not working. It's just the intensity of the times that it makes it sometimes difficult to focus. If you find in yourself in meditation, I would suggest to give yourself a lot of love. And meditation now is more important than ever.
Mm-hmm.
You may find yourself in places of anger. You may find yourself in places of confusion. And it's basically ourselves against ourselves. Basically, how I can explain that is basically our old selves kind of like having a little battle, inner conversation with our, you know, with our old selves that we used to be, and we want to be getting out of that energy and staying focused on to the new. We've only got a short time to go through this, so it's better to go through it joyfully than going through it. The Earth, we know, we've spoken before on the show, has reached its fifth dimensional frequency. And as that happens, so does everything else.
Mm.
So does the archangels. So does the Earth. So does every inhabitant on it, whether they know it or not. And whether you're consciously aware or not, one of the things that is nowadays is that it's still happening. What I find most, not to pinpoint a group or I think the point of view, what I've felt a transmission of is that mostly, and I find an obstacle, is usually in, as I work with my clients, the male the men, whether they're spiritual or not, they have some kind of like resistance from old programs you want to work on, an old masking. Not saying that the male is inferior to the female, it's just that the female energy is more predominant. So males may be having a little bit more of a reaction and getting angry. And the thing is to not ride on the tails of something, let the situation unfold and help yourself by meditating on the situation, writing about it if you don't feel like meditating. But staying, because the act of staying quiet, writing, you're actually staying quiet. So that's one of the ways that it brings, and when you're writing, you actually want to creatively be writing. You don't want to be using your, your left brain. You don't want to be using your thinking. We have to be connected, but kind of like just kind of like to lose control of mind and full faith, let go of control, and allow the Creator and the Archangels to work with you. In this specific case, I would definitely call the Archangel Michael, who I like to invoke at this moment. Teresa, I'm going to hand over to you so you can do the prayer of protection for this this radio show.
All right, thank you. Mother, Father, God, I thank you for your love that is consistent and never-ending. I thank you that it is more than enough to sustain everything that we are going through, known and unknown. I thank you that it is more than sufficient to protect. I thank you for the wonderful companions on this earthing. I thank you for the chakra system and understanding the chakra system. I thank you for the ability that each and every one of us, in our own way, we know what is truth. We know what is good for us, and that we are not deceived by our own mind or scams or schemes. And I thank you for the protection of Archangel Michael, and I invoke Archangel Michael and Saint Germain. I love you. Thank you. I welcome you into the circle. I thank you for the violet flame, all the violet flame. All my relations. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
We already have a caller.
Okay.
Shall we get this call? And
sure.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello, 512. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Nancy calling.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Good, good. How you guys sound? You're like you're good tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
good.
You.
Good.
So how can we help you?
Well, I have been trying to get some answers, and I just don't seem to be getting what I need to get. And so is there... what is it that the angels want me to know, like, right now that I'm not getting? That they're trying to tell me something and I'm not getting it, so can you help me with that?
Well, first of all, don't overanalyze. You can't analyze the angels. And second of all, I see a block, and it's in your words. They want you to kind of, like, realize your own power in that you're not sitting around waiting for them to perform. They're sitting around waiting for you to ask them what to do. Sometimes you have to command the angels. You have to know your power.
Well, that's what's frustrating, because I have been asking and I'm not getting the answers.
Uh-huh.
So, what I feel, Nancy, is that basically is to go ahead and give yourself a nurturing bath, cleanse, clear. You know, some of the things we used to do, sometimes we're working at such fast pace that we don't do them anymore, but to do a cleansing bath, clear, keep a notebook handy with you in your purse, in your bag, wherever you go. And because I feel that you're already seeing the message several times. And in order for it to come clear, it's just to write the small details. Because what happens is that, like what I was speaking about, since we're at the same frequency, we don't hear the message in the same format that we used to before. Our body is going into a different level. You see what I'm saying? So we're not receiving them. As we raise in our frequency, we're at the same fifth dimensional frequency that the archangels can reach and higher.
And commanding is not asking. Right?
No, commanding is not. The idea is to come from a place of need, is come from a place of knowing. Mm-hmm. And basically, what is it that I need to know? And that's the idea. I feel that you pretty much have the answer, and you're seeing the bigger picture of it. Once I do the meditation that we do on in the show, you'll feel more clarified.
Okay.
Is there any detail that you still want to ask?
I guess for what I'm trying to, is the message that they're trying to get me, is it about the book, is it about my mother?
It's your question of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're at?
I'm here. You're breaking up, so I can't.
She's asking about her mother.
Yeah, is it what they're trying to tell me, is it concerning the book or my mother?
Thinking of writing a book about your mom.
I don't know. I think we're losing the connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nancy, okay. I'm going to put you on hold, Hunter, because we're about to do the invocation and whatnot. So if you want to just hang out, and then I'll check back with you in a little while.
Okay.
All right. And hopefully you'll get eat. And this is a very powerful knee exercise. So I did, encourage you to stick and listen to it. And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, hon.
Thank you.
All righty, go ahead there.
All right. I want to go ahead and at this point in time, because, the chakras, and I want to specify that now, as we're going into ascension, we don't need to be so specific with just so many chakras. We can just do more. There's more chakras that we hold in the physical body.
Right.
It's good to do all the chakras, but there's more, because our body is expanding.
Yeah,
and
there should be a minimum of 15 for the fifth-dimensional energy, according to my calculations and experience.
And there's a whole bunch of other more mini ones that we don't even need to worry about. So the idea is to focus on the rainbow chakra, which I'm going to use in a minute here.
All right.
Okay. The one unified chakra. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and start this now. I want everybody to take a deep breath. And breathe out and relax.
And cross your legs, people. Shake your shoulders out.
I want you just to go ahead and just feel the rhythm of your breath. Slow it down. Relax your shoulders. Let your belly rise. And come back. Let your belly rise and come back. And just continue to follow the rhythm of your breath as I guide you to the archangels. I call upon beloved Archangel Michael from the south, Archangel Uriel from the north, Archangel Raphael from the east, and Archangel Gabriel from the west. I call upon the cherubims, the seraphims, Mighty God Source, all the Ascended Masters, the Elohims, and directly to Cosmic Source. I want you to continue breathing and scan your entire body and the place in where you're sitting or laying down. I want you to keep breathing, and I want you to take your focus as you breathe up towards your soul star, the soul star above your head, above your crown. And see that soul star expand and shower bright light all around you to take you out. It goes further out than the room you're in, the space you're sitting in, as vast, as far as you can visualize it. I want you to come back to that soul star above you and see a beam of light and several rays go down to the earth star beneath you at the center core of the earth. Watch that star ignite and illuminate from Gaia, the center of the earth, all the way around and encompassing the same width and vastness of your entire physical body and non-physical body, your complete auric field and beyond. Connect the soul star beneath you with the soul star above you as you see yourself as one solid, vast pillar of opalescent light. One source chakra, one unified chakra of the most beautiful iridescent rays. Make sure that you, as you continue breathing at your normal pace, that you scan your body for any discomforts or density, and shake in more light into those areas. Shake the tips of your fingers, tips of your toes, reach up to the star above you and the one beneath you, and see yourself completely opalescent. Let yourself expand as we see before you. You now see an appearance of a small blue light coming in front of you, of a very gentle yet empowering being. As the light gets brighter and closer, you see that it is one of your greatest and bestest friends, Archangel Michael, and his sword of blue flame. He is going to take us all on this journey. He points to a spiral above us and a spiral beneath us, and he takes us out through the spiral, and we see ourselves expanding and dissolving our physical body into the non-matter stage. See our bodies opalescent light as golden spirals. Everything that you don't desire, that you don't, any blocks, diseases, discomfort, energetic field, energies that you don't need anymore, see them dissolve to all the vastness of the room you're in, the city you're in. See it going wider, and see it in golden dust and sparkles, just healing that entire magnetic field that encompasses all as one. See it getting ever brighter and wider, all that has dressed you. Feel the weight come off your shoulders and as sparkles of light out into the universe, around the globe, to the seas, to the stars, to the galaxies, Allow yourself to stay there, breathing. And allowing everything that you don't need and trusting that it's being dissolved. What you focus on is what is happening. What you focus your attention on, this is what we're doing. And I want you to stay out there, your universe is all free of stress, accompanied by the archangels. The archangels you truly are, and the angelic human being, and allow yourself to receive any kind of information that may allow you to prosper, be abundant, be healthy, and that may remove all obstacles out of your way. Only the mind. If a thought tries to enter your mind, simply acknowledge it and let it move away. Keep breathing. Sigh out. You now come back gradually. And see the Archangel Michael come in front of you and around you and stand behind you. See Archangel Michael as vast as you can see him, spread his rings and embrace you with his huge, humongous wings, just soothing you and nurturing you and loving you as you love yourself. Allow for this embrace to help you release and welcome that any information that you need would have come back with you. It's within you, not without. Breathe in a new frequency and breathe out the new frequency, for it's all energy. Breathe in. Energy. Breathe out. Energy. For it's all energy. Fully transmuted, fully healed, while you're still encompassed in Angel Michael's wings. Stay there for a while and feel that peace. Free to receive any kind of information that actually is of positive direction for you, and put out any kind of manifestation that you want. I want you now to see the Archangel Michael move out from behind you, still keeping you in the embrace of his wings, and stand before each and every single one of you. See him hold up his sword of blue flame, the purification and empowerment. Visualize a sword in your own hand in front of you as the Archangel Michael connects the energy of his sword with the energy of your sword, which is one and the same. And he says to you, do you accept your empowerment? Do you accept your responsibility? and we affirm together, I accept my empowerment. I accept my responsibility. I accept my empowerment. I accept my responsibility. I accept my empowerment. I accept my responsibility. And he welcomes you, for you are now awakened from eons and eons and eons ago to serve your purpose, which you know, here on earth before you even incarnated. It was planned, and you're remembering now. He totally embraces you, and all the legions of angels come around as one unified universe. We allow for to breathe in, breathe out in this energy of space and peace. And now, again, your guardian angel stands before you, and Archangel Michael helps them. You have a myriad in a holographic form of the Archangel Michael across the globe, across the universe, being led by the triumphant Christ light. And he takes each and every one of your angels, guide, to come forward in front of you and prepare to receive your crown of sovereignty that is placed upon your head right now, and equality to that of the archangels and the angels. Never separate, never to be dissolved, and fully at peace and receptive for that universe has been brought back to you, within you, and totally recycled into the new. Take a deep breath and relax. Let it out. I want you to gently feel yourself coming back into your body. Feel your physical hands, your physical head, your crown, your ears, your mouth. Move your jaw around a little bit. Stretch if you need to. And you come back fully empowered and fully informed, and knowing that the information that you need, any additional, will come to you as necessary. This is so, and so it is. Beloved, you are. I am the Archangel Michael.
Awesome.
Welcome back, everyone.
Amen. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Yes, that was excellent. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You stopped at 01:01:01.
Okay, I didn't.
On the timer on the clock in the studio, there's a clock timer, and you stopped at 01:01:01.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Excellent. It was excellent. All right, I'm going to play my little commercial break song while I try to adjust a technical thing here, and we'll be right back. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, we're back. Okay. Are you still there, Rev?
Yes, I sure am.
All right, let's get Nancy back and see if she got anything out of this. Hopefully she'll get it.
Okay.
If I can get her back in here. Nancy, are you still there, hon?
I am.
Oh, hey. My studio's... I think it thinks it's still in retrograde or something. I'm like, come on, technology, work for me.
Okay, Nancy, how are you feeling now?
Better, more at peace. I think I just need to sit and journal and just let the message flow and just go with that.
Isn't that easier than thinking? We got to get out of our minds sometimes.
I know. It's yeah, that's what I need to do.
And this is the format in which we're manifesting things nowadays. And so we need to follow. You can follow the recording of this radio show is going to stay up, so you can always re-listen to it and take notes if you like.
Okay, great, awesome. Well, thank you for doing that. That was wonderful. I appreciate it.
I think we all felt it was going to be necessary because we knew it was coming. We experienced this with Teresa on Thursday, and I said I think we should broadcast it on, you know,
yeah,
and have people experience it because it's just so helpful for everybody who are helping other people. Because by helping ourselves, we're actually helping the rest of the world. That's basically it.
And Nancy, thank you so much for calling in, hon.
Well, thank you for doing your show. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Blessings.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, awesome.
That's it.
What a beautiful voice. Nancy, you have a beautiful voice, dear.
Yes, she does, as a matter of fact.
She does. Her breath matches her words. So that was excellent.
So anyhow, just doing this exercise alone is not necessarily, you know, the all, but it's one tool that is very, very beneficial to use. I just want to emphasize that writing is very, very much indeed, and to, how can I say, to stay in like-hearted groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a comment in from one of our Facebook people. They said, he got the chills. He said, that was insane. My props to Joey and Archangel Michael. Oh, awesome. That's awesome. Yes. It really was a good meditation. And I, you know, since we did it on Thursday, I'm so glad we did because I kept thinking, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm just fine. You know, and it's by about an hour before I contacted you, I was like, maybe I better check in with Reverend Joy. I haven't talked to anybody lately, and I'm awfully heady.
And it's interesting because it's really interesting because, like I said, I felt you the night before. I said, "Now I'll talk to her tomorrow." Because on your coast, it's earlier. On my time, it's midnight when you decide to talk.
Oh, I know, huh? I always want to talk between 10 o'clock and midnight. I don't know why.
Yeah, but it's been that means it's 3 o'clock my time.
Yeah.
But you know, anyhow,
do you think that, you know, we have this seven chakra system, and then many of us are very, very well for 3 or 4 years now of all the other chakras and many, many more and more and more. But, you know, I've been saying for 3 years now, I operate at between 15 and 17, depending on what I want to accomplish.
Correct.
You know, and do you think that it's safe if you don't know nothing about the chakras to just jump in with both feet and do universal chakras? I think so.
I think so, because basically,
yeah, it'll come to you to know.
There's a lot of people that in here in the West, they call it energy centers.
Right.
They call it energy centers. It's not necessarily like they don't call it chakras. We learn chakras, you know, through different spiritual means, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. And some people are actually conscious that sometimes they wear the color, they pick out an outfit, they kind of like see it in their mind,
mm-hmm.
or a piece of jewelry or a color that they see in mind, something that they already own. They don't even go out and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just kind of, and sometimes when you do go to a shop, there's something that just really calls out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a color that you don't have in your closet. It comes in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily even be a color. Something that you wear externally is something that you can also be wearing, you know, close to your body. So it can be any kind of piece of jewelry. Speaking of clothing as well, you know, including jewelry and clothing is the same thing. It's some, any kind of garment.
Things too. I noticed at the gym show. Excuse me. I noticed at the gym show. You just reminded me of something. I had more people walk up to me and go, I have to have that. I had a dream about that right there, that right there. And they'd mm-hmm. point, and I'd go, wow, they're just really serious. They really want this. So I never heard so many people at one given show say that. I mean, like last year's show, the 2012 show, I think I had maybe three or four people come up and say this, something equivalent to that, you mm-hmm. know, or this really resonates with me. But this year was like, whoa, you know, mm-hmm. so that, there's something to that. There's something to, you think that those little prompts like that come from our higher self?
We're always connected to our higher self from the day they were born. That's
right.
Part of our what we call the antakarana, the lifeline,
mm-hmm.
the rainbow bridge. And as a matter of fact, you know, you can do that in any kind of like room. You can actually invoke, you know, what, the thing about spiritual is that the word rituals within it. You can invoke a chakra systems and the kundalini energy in each and every room of your house. Or if you feel more comfortable, you do your one to the very center of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to the same meditation that I just did right now, okay, guided by the Archangel Michael. You can also do it in each room and open a tunnel of light, and that's the lifeline of that room. You're actually activating a room in this mm-hmm. case. This is one of the things that I do is when I do heavenly spaces. It's not the feng shui. A lot of people confuse my heavenly spaces with feng shui. Is I organize the home to match your energy. And
mm-hmm.
a lot, I don't know if everybody's been noticing, but it's normal. A lot of people have been clearing. It's not just spring cleaning. It's been clearing a lot of outdated stuff. And things
that
sometimes
is true.
And when you don't get rid of something, something seems to break and fall apart so that you have to go ahead and do the cleaning.
Yeah.
And maybe that.
They got into that energy kind of like the last 2 weeks of winter. They were already doing spring cleaning and they kind of have all their duckies lined up. And now they're like, they're making huge to-do lists and they're like, well, summer's coming and I'm not going on vacation this year, so I'm going to get this, and this done. I mm-hmm. want to get this done, you know. And they're like, they're not BSing themselves anymore. They're getting right to these things that, you know, I don't know how many times I had a to-do list and I was really actually happy to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I put it off and put it off and put it. And pretty soon I was so upset. I was like borderline angry, you know, lightly angry because I cheated myself out almost out of my own vision and dream. Like if I said, oh, I just want to take this rock and cut this rock and I'm just going to focus on these and get to know this one. And then I grab another rock and another. And pretty soon I've got myself so bogged down I didn't even remember what the heck I was supposed to be doing to start with. So,
well, this is one of the, this is again.
Early.
I'm sorry.
I said my spring cleaning started about 2 weeks before winter ended. And I think it's because that's when the sun came. Here that it got, you know, 2 weeks
I think it's,
before winter was over. It was in the 90s here where I live.
You see, that's a perfect example of the being the silence. It is the moments in between thoughts that we're actually being connected directly. We use the mind.
Oh.
But this is where it is those moments that we lose the mind that we know authentically when things need to get done. We're used to making a list. I'm not saying don't make a list. But it's sort of like you have an inner guidance constantly, whether you know it or not.
Right.
And that's where the thing is that is, you know, when we make lists, this is, again, we're moving out of that stage of making a list to do. Yeah, there are responsibilities. We already know the priorities. This is the idea that of getting guidance, whether it be archangels or you want to go directly to God. It's all within inside. The universe, that entire universe is inside of us. That source self is you. And one of the things that I like to take people to do is actually look at themselves and say, I love you as your source self. And basically, because we get ourselves caught up, but there's a lot of cleaning. The cleaning is basically to move forward. We're springing forward.
Mm.
And, you know, not only energetically wise, but we also need less stuff in our environment. I think it's basically we're so fulfilled as we become more fulfilled from within ourselves of enlightenment. There are less and less material physical needs that we need to see around us. And that
mm-hmm.
basically is what it is. I mean, we need food. We need electricity to see. We now have computers. You know, we need all these electronics and situations, but now we have to charge those things and keep up with new technology, and they keep upgrading them. I encourage a lot of people not to get caught up in that, because it's kind of like, yes, it's true. And I think I encourage people not to get caught up with it. I myself would want to explain as an example. I had so much electronic situations during this last month. And sure, yes, Mercury was retrograde and so forth, and you try and avoid it. But it actually taught me that everything that was happening, I was not going to respond to it.
Ah.
It taught me how to use old programs that I've had on an Apple computer while the other one just died on me.
Ah.
I had three computers to keep up with, and I have to. You keep buying into the new paradigm of buying more and more and more gadgets, and then you have to charge them all up, and you never really fully learn the capacity of what each one of your devices does.
Oh yeah.
And this is where I want to, and I'm getting to a point here. This is where I'm saying is that we are so far into technology, and I wrote an article that's very true to my heart, that in my experience. Recently, that we actually need to move into Lemurian energies now.
Ah.
Because the Atlantean energies, both were beautiful energies, and they both worked out, and they happened when they were supposed to happen how many millions of years or billions of years ago. Those things happened, but the technology was a lot, very, very, very Atlantean. Lemurian
uh-huh.
was about creation with light, which is where we are. We're in the door. We're in the golden age. That we are there completely at all? No, we keep sliding in and out. So that's why I encourage. You know, we feel feelings, and we just left the age of Pisces and entered the age of Aquarius. The age of Pisces was about thinking. The age of Aquarius is about feeling.
Mm.
And creating, and then in Lemuria, they create it. There's one book that I actually read and read several other articles about it. In Lemuria, they created buildings of nothing but pure light.
Oh, wow.
And when they did that, it worked beautifully, but it was basically just kind of like very spiritual. It was beautiful. I don't have the complete story. The best... I haven't read the book in a long years. I still have it in my library. It's called The Right Use of Will. It's a tiny little blue book. If you can find it, it's an excellent read. It explains everything about how even the dolphins is what's left of Atlantis, because when they knew intrinsically that Atlantis was going to sink. And before, they had enough time to evolve, like we're evolving now at this time, and convert themselves, because at one time the dolphins, the whales, and so forth, they used to walk on legs and feet and hands like we do, and arms. But then when they felt it was going to fall, they went near the coast and transformed into themselves to stay here on Earth and to help us. That's why we have that dolphin energy, which is also Sirian energy. But I don't want to confuse anybody. You guys take what you like and leave the rest. But this is pertinent information of history to understand where we are, how far we've come as a species.
Yeah.
Okay. That now why we get into this time of uniting, into Atlantis Moria, but here on these continents that we exist right now. And this more, and we're raising the frequency more in basically in the U.S. And even though we do send healing to the earth, but the earth is actually earth places and to the people that get harmed during situations, but it's a time to be at peace with oneself. During this peaceful, a lot of like a peaceful state that is coming into us, there's a lot of people that are actually lashing out at their inner conversations. And
yes, definitely.
And this is time to when they understand you, you can help them. If you can't, then get them someone else. Because sometimes, how can I say, it's a very common saying, we hurt those that we love the most.
Yeah.
So it's basically to let them process their own, or if they want our guidance and help of who to go to. But know that those people that we were talking about, each single person has their I Am presence. It's their choice whether they want to listen or not. It's speaking to them right now.
Oh, yes.
And I want everyone listening to realize that we are not personally responsible for the rest of the world, even though we are linked, because what happens to the rest of the world affects us. And it's not a selfish thing. It's actually when we're working on ourselves, then we are affecting that. Because if you listen to that meditation carefully, that's where the universe expands. So vast that actually right now this conversation is happening right here. I'm in Florida and you're in Nevada.
Arizona. I'm sorry, in Arizona.
And it's being felt, and somebody is thinking the same thing in somewhere in Japan, China, Asia, Thailand. It's being felt. Synchronistically, it's being felt. And it's actually affecting every single situation. And one of the things that I actually do encourage is, you know, to just go with your patterns. My moon people actually is notice the faces of the moon and how you feel. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're actually not only just taking care of your spiritual self, but also your physical self. Nutrition is very important.
Oh, yeah.
We were speaking about, you know, energy waves and when you get weak and so forth. Potassium is very, very important. Magnesium, distilled water, fresh fruits, however you can get it, and a little cleanse, something that cleanses. I personally use greens to keep the blood system going.
Yes.
And being purifying. Green tea, seaweed, incorporate it into your regular recipes. But
there's also excellent to juice. I juice, and it is really changing my body and, you know, my colon's always cleaning out, you know, it's helping me in ways that were, you know, like some of the teas and stuff to detox the body, like especially nettles tea. Boy, I drink that stuff and I'm ready to slug something with a baseball bat. That stuff is radical, you know. And so I thought, man, I got to be more gentle with my body. And so I started researching. Well, first of all, I've done herbs for about 35 years now. And so I know a lot more than I probably know I know. But I always innately know what to reach for per symptom, if you will. If it doesn't go away within 30 days or something like that, then, I need to adjust, you know. And what you were saying earlier to our caller, Ms. Nancy, about, you know, she had a block. The answer is there for her, but I clearly saw a block. And there is a difference between commanding
Correct.
And asking. Okay, so So that's all good and everything. But when we're in these fifth dimensional energies, often we are not going to recognize it. And we expect them to respond the way when we were transitioning from third to fourth to fifth dimension. And they're not going to do that. You know, like you said, they're just not going to. My team doesn't answer me like that at all anymore.
Well,
you know, they're like, you know, I don't hardly ever get the ringing in the ears anymore. I don't get, my hands don't start tingling. My palms don't turn red. You know, maybe if I use the bolt cutters too much while I'm making my chainmail, I'll get a little red. But
because what happens is that your body starts getting used to the frequencies.
Because I have raised my vibration significantly. Mm-hmm. You know, and my good friend on the radio show host, Christina Lundin, for 5 years now, she's been saying, take care of your body, take care of your physical body, get some exercise. And I thank God, you know, for the last like 62 days or so, 61 days now, I thank God I started years ago taking care of my body again, because one of my weaknesses before the fifth dimension understanding and energy came to help me to walk on a higher and easier path came was I would say, this is a good idea and I can do this. And I would just automatically, my little blonde brain would think I already did it. I would get deceived really easy. I got deceived so easy and I got so sidetracked. And doing juice, it does, it helps me stay on focus, and it's an excellent combat for those who are affected by chemtrails. I tell you what, it is a beautiful remedy. It isn't going to make it go away, and we still have to do our job, you know, politically and socially and morally for Mother, you know, Mother Earth. So, you know, the chemtrails are not cool. You know, they're not just little vapors that come out of a pain. They're intentional, and they're causing overloads of metals in our body. I mean, I've had a cough for 2 years now, and it's not just from cigarettes, and it's not just from going out and gold prospecting or doing rocks. It's not silica poisoning. I know that for sure. You know, but wow, I have a hard time when I do my self-scan of my body and I do my daily healing thing on my body and checking in to make sure there's nothing penetrating, no little dark thread or gray thread or, you know, anything that ain't my color that I'm seeing at that time, you know. And that's the only way I can put that is to hear clearly, you have to have a strong balance between asking or commanding. That's very important. So to hear clearly, we also have to have that strong, clear, balanced connection and understanding that our core is to be relaxed all the time and that we don't have to be sick ever. We do not have to do that anymore. So I'm preaching. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just letting you take the show.
Okay.
No, basically, everything was what you were explaining was basically, you know, you were sharing your testimony. You know, basically, because every individual, the whole idea is to of raising the frequency, allowing yourself. It's not that you necessarily have to do anything, but it's becoming more consciously aware of what we intake, so that we can be lighter and be able to rest. Is equally as important in order to be able to adjust for those who are newly receiving new energies all the time. We kind of got to go by feeling again, by experiences. This is why I was speaking about Lemuria, by experiencing and not being so distracted by our gadgets.
Excellent.
And so in other words, that's where we need to focus on bringing in Lemuria to the
right,
process, to balance.
I'm sure that the Lord has pushed the technology aside and decided to focus on their own bodies and on the earth and on their food and their clean energy system. Just like we're all of humanity globally is faced with this choice right now.
The whole the whole point is that that was Zen and this is Tao.
Yeah.
what do we do now? It's basically, it's just that time, it has ceased to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we notice that your days go by quicker. It's basically we're able to transmute quicker and to manifest as quick as the moment we taught it. And the idea of detoxing, the clearing our bodies is of things that we no longer need. And a lot of times what we could practice is for each individual is to listen to your body response to different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To different foods, to different ailments. See how your body feels afterwards. Just make some things that you can gradually wean off. You can ask Archangel Jophiel for... if you're addicted to a certain type of food or something, to help you with getting rid of those addictions. Archangel Jophiel is wonderful for this. You know, she's a beautiful energy, and she will help you. You will find yourself kind of like me, deleting everything that you had on your watch list of the eBay list. Just to throw in a little humor. But thank you, Archangel Jophiel.
Thank you, Jophiel.
She's beautiful. You know, it's just like basically you can now, this is the moment where we can walk, talk, and breathe with the angels without having to actually literally go into the meditation. The meditation we're going into is to expand ourselves, allow ourselves to receive the input in silence, and sometimes it may take more. Sometimes you may feel so overwhelmed and that you're getting like not getting the answers that you need, that you just need to be quiet. And when you, the information is needed, it will come in.
Right.
I will share something that happened to me this week of this intense energies. I'm so glad that it's gone. I literally had to do a meditation, but it was no music. I had to turn off the computer. Any little sound, whether it was the fan in the living room, whether it was the computer motor going, I had to turn it all off.
Yeah.
So not have one peep of sound. And that may not be necessary for you, the listener, and so that you can listen to yourself. But the energies... we are communicating with our higher selves because these archangels are all part of our higher self. It doesn't mean take away from what you believe in, what you feel in, whether it's the Buddhahood, the Kuan Yin, who is very amazing, the Mother Mary energy, anything. It's all part of the one. If you're misplaced something, you say, hey, Father, Mother, you and I are one. Where were we when we put this? That's still thinking, but it works like a charm. You will see that you quiet yourself down. If you're missing your keys or whatever, a piece of jewelry, dear Father and Mother, you and I are one. Where did we put this? Where were we?
That's excellent.
It works 100%. You just calm down, relax, and you will find it. But the idea is just that sometimes also we get the elementals slowing us down to make us laugh, make us trip, you know, spill things on us. You know, we have all kinds of things going on. And the elementals, as we, again, also what we call the elementals, the devas, the gnomes, you know, and they're tiny and they're also giant beings of light. They're all kinds of sizes. As we raise the energy and frequency and dimension, so are they. They will still be accessible in the fifth, but they're moving up to the sixth.
Yeah,
everything is moving. The whole planet is moving up. And
oh yes,
what happens is that we have a few people, and I would say, ladies and gentlemen, have an open heart, because for some reason, my males that I hear them are like they're having the same access. And this is the Earth is feminine. I'm not going to go into too much detail. It's like they're resisting a little bit because they say, okay, this is part of my old programming. Let's let it go. If you have the time to find out and write down where it comes from, where you learned it, whether it's from this lifetime or another, or from childhood, let's drop the macho man. It's not going to make you any less manly. You're still going to be masculine. On the contrary, you're going to be much more in balance. You're going to feel the balance. You already are in balance. You're innately balanced by birth, basically. But you're going to find yourself arguing less with yourself, with your universe, because basically yourself is your God self. So if you argue with anybody, you're actually arguing with your own God self. It's the thing. You are not separate. So
it's true. It seems kind of silly, but it's true, and that's for everybody. Yeah.
And if you feel some symptoms and you feel something, and you feel kind of like at the moment nervous or stressed, and you can't feel or recommend. I mean, you can't feel or receive any kind of like situation. Just give yourself a break and have a regular life. Go dance, play some music. Go about your regular activities and know. And if you find yourself stuck in a little way, then call 911. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, what about people who are like physically stuck? Maybe they're not. Maybe they're believing they're not able to do what they used to do, or maybe, you know, maybe they just got older this year or something, and it's really a big deal to them. I mean, considering the fact that time is sped up, and time is not time as we know it.
Well,
what I mean, not anymore.
Okay. So, well, basically, what happens is that have the communication, because basically the elementals, which are the ones that are helping the earth and have always been here, have free will. So one way or another, your person is going to get in touch with you. Like I said before, they're either kicking or screaming, but as we work on ourselves, everybody else is affected. It's like the ripple effect, plain and simple. It's a ripple effect, and what we're doing is we actually can sit and meditate. When we connect, and this year we have the opportunity to do so, for this is what this year is all about, is to help raise our frequency. By raising our frequency, we raise those around us. Remember the aura, how big it got during the meditation?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
You don't have to even think about it. Just draw a picture on the wall so it can remind you of a big circle and put yourself in it, like a stick person if you can't draw. But that's exactly what it feels like. I mean, you don't have to even be thinking about it. You don't even have to be concerned about it. But for the, you know, it makes you feel comfortable to realize that there's nothing outside of you. There's nothing outside of you that is actually harming you. And sometimes some people still need to learn from experience. There's such a thing as the karma. The good thing about karma, and there's positive karma and there's negative, there's both. Good thing about the time, the linear time accelerating, is that these are wonderful times because we're able to transmute them so quickly. And I think that the more we transmute, the more youthful we become. So you see, we may be sitting in a chair and saying, "Oh my God, we're 49, we're 50, we're whatever age, you know, whatever we feel like." And as a matter of fact, that's exactly what our mirror, our physical mirror, is going to tell us back. Have you ever gone into a store and try on something, or even in your own home, try on something and it looks horrible one day and then the next day it looks good? It is depending what we're processing through our system. And this is why we call in the archangels. And there's archangels for everything. There's angels for everything. There's angels of parking, angels of computers, angels of checking, angels of this. there's an angel for everything. And they're all encompassed by one big source. You know, and they're all, you know, basically accessible. We may not know them by name, but it's okay. Angels of checking, come and guide me. Angels of, that's why we're getting those numbers. Number 111, according to the book written by Doreen Virtue, is heaven has captured your thoughts. Do you like what you're thinking, and would you like assistance in changing those thoughts? So you can say, "Dear angels of thoughts, can you please help me change my thoughts?" Are you ready for those new thoughts? I mean, I was really feeling really honored recently. I felt very for I had a situation of pink eyes until the month of March for 3 weeks. And I asked my eyes, what's going on? And I heard the answer in a way that I could understand it. Well, each individual is going to get the response in the way that they can understand it. I heard, you are actually receiving the vision like the eyes of Horus. And all those tears and marks that you see around them, it's like the junk that you no longer need to see so you can focus right exactly for what you need.
Oh.
And I do feel clearer. I do see vaster amounts of information, and I'm actually adjusting my, this is where I encourage everybody to allow yourself to adjust to the new energy and
yeah.
know that you are being protected. Okay, nothing outside of you is going to come and rescue you, but they're going to be there to help you go through it. And one important thing that I want to tell people, there are times in all of our lives where we can't reach somebody by phone, where they don't call us back, or, you know, even in this age of technology, we got text, we got email, we got Twitter, Facebook, what else?
Oh, man, there's so many of them.
When this situation happens, it's because your soul self or God self wants you to speak direct.
Hmm.
No matter what you're going through, even if you're crying, you're laughing, having a moment of stress, just calm yourself down, let it go, put your hand on your heart, do some healing on yourself, pamper yourself if you need to be active. You know, but these trust that these are good moments of good change. Fasten your seatbelt. This is wonderful, and it seems bumpy, but it's an excellent ride. It's kind of like that wonderful roller coaster everybody wanted to get on. And whoever said there's light at the end of the tunnel didn't know that there was a switch somewhere inside the tunnel. So just turn it on and say, hey, there's light inside the tunnel as well.
All right.
So if you ever find yourself in that supposed mystical dark tunnel, know that there's somebody with you there all the time, and you can call on your angel, call those wings of your own guardian angel, and
mm-hmm.
you can feel them around you. Pick Michael, pick Zadkiel. He's a wonderful guy. Zadkiel also works with the violet flame, if you prefer that to think of flame. He is of the seventh ray. You guys, I don't know if a lot of people know about the Archangel Zadkiel, but I actually asked, and I want to thank somebody very much who does angelic recent readings also. Her name is Janice Olson.
Mm-hmm.
Her soul connected with mine, and I asked, who is the Archangel of Wealth? And 2 days afterwards, I got the email from her website, Shining Light, and she's a beautiful person, and it had it specified about the Archangel Zadkiel. When you want to ask for, well, yes, Zadkiel on a Thursday, and he's violet, his light ray is gold and violet. And the most interesting thing that he represents the balance, okay, and justice. It's amazing how that email is received, but that I can pass the information because I've been working with him ever since.
Yes, and he has four warriors too.
Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Okay, great. You know, there's so many, and they're all. But what's interesting is there's some. We need that individual attention, that individual personification.
Right.
Because if you look at all the archangels. To come full circle, they're one opalescent light. One big, huge mass of iridescent light that is encompassing at every single one of us as one. And that is what connects us all. You see?
Yes.
This is the how this comes together. Bless us, to take us where we want to go, and at those times, if you can't reach somebody and you feel like you really need to speak to somebody, know that your living, loving Christ-like within you is wanting to speak to you directly, that you're not alone.
Excellent. Never,
because if you take the word alone and you take the letters, it's all one.
Okay.
A-L and separate it, one, all one. Our language uses, in language we use so much information. Sometimes you'll see pictures, you'll see details. They ask me a lot also to speak to your money. Look at it, see how it speaks to you. We use it, we need it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On earth, whether you're wealthy, or you have lots of it, or whether you have little of it, speak to it, because even if you're wealthy, you, it doesn't make you happy just because you have money.
Oh, that is so true.
Money does not make you bring you happiness. But the idea of what this whole show and this whole meditation is how to unblock ourselves, or we've never been blocked. It's actually to awaken ourselves from the state that we think of being blocked. In other words, we're coming from an unconsciousness into a full, complete consciousness, and we don't want to put in a 100 light bulbs, 100 watt light bulb into a 200, into a 60 light bulb socket. Because we would blow up. So that's why our body is shifting, and we need to allow, relax, detox it, do whatever you need to do, put it together, listen to your body. Not everybody. We have shared our ways of doing it, the juicing, me with the vitamins, the bike riding. You listen to your body. What is it that your body may need meat? I mean, your body may be raw foods, may need vegetables only. Listen to it. Let go of it grosser, because if you let go of it all at once, it's like telling your emotions, yeah, let's all come up at one time to process. It's cool. If you want to do it that way, that's okay. Get in a room full of amethysts. I love amethyst. Aside from emerald, it's one of my favorite stones. And I want to bless each and every single person here for attending and listening to me. And Teresa, is there anything that you want to add to this? Or is there any callers that want to call in? Please feel free to do so right now. The number is 646-478-3503. This is Reverend Joey Emanuel of templeoftheiam.webs.com, or found as Emanuel Solaris Oriasis, my angelic page on Facebook. And we have the breathofterra.com or .org?
.org, but my website is down right now. I'm going to change companies. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay. So basically, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Oh, no. I think this has been an excellent show. I do have a couple of things to say. I still have a few of the gold and a few of the silver hand-knit chains for sale. If anybody's interested in that, I would appreciate your support in that way. I worked very hard on those. The style, the whole thing came to me in a dream that I should do this, and it has taken almost 4 years to get it to fruition, to be able to say, hey, they're here. So never give up on your dreams. You know, allow people to come to you and ask you for help. That allows you to follow your heart.
Yeah.
Speak with inspiring and healing words to yourself, and it will just come naturally to you when you're dealing with someone else. And that is all we have tonight, everybody, and we have no callers, so I'm going to wrap this show up. And Reverend, I'll talk to you in a few minutes on the Skype.
All right. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed evening, everyone.
All right.
This is Reverend Joey Emanuel signing out. Live long and prosper. Song?
Yes, my song is my radio song is my favorite one, and I don't know why. The angels showed it to me a few years ago, and I just love this song. So I will see you all next time on Breath of Terror Radio. Thank you for calling in, and I love you.